This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some members of the Aurora City Council want the city to ban police from using tear gas and pepper spray to subdue protesters. The proposal is being considered in a council committee, and committee members are tweaking language before taking the bill to the full council. Aurora police have been criticized for using smoke and pepper spray against demonstrators protesting the death of Elijah McClain, a black man who died last year after a confrontation with Aurora police. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman says paramedics in the city should stop using the sedative ketamine until a review of its use is completed. Paramedics injected Elijah McClain with ketamine in that encounter with police last year that led to McClain's death. Several reviews of the drug's use are underway. North of Grand Junction, the largest wildfire in Colorado's history burned this summer, and record heat is partly responsible. Last month was Colorado's hottest August on record. Becky Bollinger is the assistant state climatologist. She says the previous hottest August was in 2011, but this new record knocked it out.
It wasn't even close. The statewide average temperature was 70 degrees, which to me just sounds shockingly warm.
That's combining high and low temperatures all across the state, and is close to 5 degrees warmer than the recorded average, a result of climate change. Bollinger says the most intense conditions were on the western slope, where the hot and dry weather fueled the Pine Gulch fire. Western Colorado has sunny skies and highs today near 70. It'll be close to 70 in Denver. This is CPR News.